Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I know you'd rather see me die than see me fly. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I know you're thinking now when all the ball stops. Nigga never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. Now what you gonna do when it's cool that I got money much longer than yours and a team much stronger than yours? Violate me, this'll be your day. We don't play, mess around, be DOA. Be on your way, cause it ain't enough time here. Ain't enough lime here for you to shine. Down here, deal with many women, but treat down's fair. And I'm bigger than the city lights down in Times Square. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fellas, fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. One, two, three, four. Get on up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Oh, he's got problems, all right. That's,
Get on up.
A little drip there from P. Diddy.
Stay on the scene.
Puff Daddy.
Like a loving machine.
Sean Diddy Combs. Can you believe at one time he was a longtime boyfriend of Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah, they were together a long time.
How does she not see this? I thought he is an imposter from the beginning.
Really?
Have you been a Diddy fan? Are you a Puff Daddy?
No.
P. Diddy?
Never been. Nope.
Sean Combs fan? He inserted himself. Look. He did what he had to do, all right? He did what he had to do what he's doing. Being able to jet off to Barbuda in the Caribbean to escape the raid that took place at his three locations, his three homes, one in Los Angeles, one in Miami, one in New York. Woo! So this is all about the sexual harassment, not the sex trafficking. Allegations against him. Are you up on this? Do you know about this?
Yeah. You had to be pretty much dead to the world to not have seen something about this.
Homes belonging to Sean, and I guess he's just now Diddy Combs, in L.A., New York, and Miami, raided by the feds yesterday. And no official word from the feds, but it has to do with the sexual assault and now sex trafficking allegations against him. It's an ongoing investigation. You know, they're not giving up anything on it because they don't want it to, this is very reminiscent of what happened with R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
What women were claiming against him. Granted, it was a lot more news out well before R. Kelly's world fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, you knew he'd been sued by a former lover or a former spouse, whoever Cassie is.
Yeah, she was an R&B singer.
Yeah, right, but former girlfriend, wife, I'm not sure exactly, common law, who knows. So that came up, a lot of this stuff comes up, you don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
And then now, when the feds start raiding places, wait a minute, the feds, part of that thing called the government.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, you would think they're searching for something.
Clearly a well-coordinated, okay, boys, let's go in.
Mm-hmm.
They hit all of his homes.
Yep. His victim, the former girlfriend, Cassie, settled with her without admitting guilt, so a cash payout to her a while back. But after yesterday's raids, her attorney said, quote, hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depravity.
Well.
TMZ has pictures and video of two of the raids. Including a shot of Diddy's sons, Justin and King, in handcuffs.
Mm.
Nobody's saying they did anything wrong, though. Cops could have just done it as a precaution in the raids. But Diddy took off. Diddy's on a plane. Diddy was on a plane and got down to Barbuda? You been down that way?
Haven't.
Yeah. It's an island in the Caribbean. It's not like he can escape because we have extradition treaties with any island in that area. And, there's very few countries we don't have extradition. They will send him back.
Yeah.
If, in fact, he's charged with anything.
But why would he take off? I know why he took off. But what I was going to say is, why did he take off and just leave his family? You know, why didn't he protect them too?
You mean a man who might have been trafficking women for sex gives a damn about anything but himself?
Well, he gives a damn about his family.
Or is he just trying to save his own ass?
Well,
you know, and he's our favorite word. Come on. He's our favorite word about somebody in the business who's overseeing this and overseeing that. He is a...
Impresario.
Impresario.
Which we still don't know exactly what that is.
Well, we're finding out.
But he's always referred to as an impresario.
We're finding out what an impresario is.
Well, then I don't want any part of it.
Neither do I.
We've always wondered. Now I guess we know.
And it's just, you know, the way he mugs at the camera, and I've thought he is the least...
And inserts himself in everything.
Least talented. Listening to him insert himself over Kesha's TikTok song, the song called TikTok before there was a TikTok.
Yeah.
It was just like, I mean, he like literally was like talking over her.
Come on, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's like he did the song. The song is out there. The song is there. And then he goes, I can make it better. And did what he did. And there's been there was a Diddy time. Let's not be wrong on that. There was a time for what he was doing.
Absolutely.
You know, that odd camera angle and all the videos are all dancing in the camera. Yeah, exactly. Like in Mo Money, Mo Problems. So
didn't he even insert himself in the slap heard round the world? Wasn't he up there, you know, trying to...
Up there.
After the slap, yes, when everybody was milling about, remember? Don't you remember he inserted himself on that?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, trying to calm everybody.
Oh, but he wasn't on stage, though.
He was at the end. I mean, not during the show.
Oh, okay. But I was like, what did I miss? You're talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock. We ask the age-old question. Are strippers smarter than cage dancers? Are strippers... I'll reverse that. Are cage dancers smarter than strippers? That's the question, as we have a former cage dancer here on the Mark and Kim Show.
We do.
Is that an age-old question, really?
A what now?
An age-old question? Is that an age-old question?
It's
I've never heard that.
An age-old question. Are strippers smarter than cage dancers? And we'll find out this morning here on the Mark and Kim Show.
All righty then.
Oh, yes. We'll find out if, in fact, she was. Well, we'll never find out if she was a cage dancer.
Huh.
She can say she was a cage dancer. Still no pictures.
That's all we have.
And her brother's like, I don't know.
I never came to see me, that's for sure.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
And he says, I didn't see it, so I don't know. He doesn't even know to believe it. Her own brother.
If your sister was a cage dancer, would you go see her?
I'd be surprised to find out I have a sister.
Well.
Dad? There's something you want to tell me?
Yeah. He was not surprised to know he has a sister. I mean, he knows he has a sister, obviously.
That was talking about me.
I know.
Oh, good Lord. Well, there's the answer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cage dancers smarter than strippers. We have some questions we're going to ask you later.
Okay.
Cage dancer.
Okay.
Where's the attitude coming from?
I just said okay.
No, then you said okay.
Okay.
And we'll finish up the bracket. We'll get down to the final Elite Eight, I should say. Elite Eight of the ridiculous overused phrases on this Mark and Kim show that I use. And then we'll one more bracket will go up today. You'll vote it down to the most overused phrase or the favorite phrase that I use here on the Mark and Kim show. Did you see The Price is Right has emergency sweatpants in case a contestant pees their britches?
Now, really?
The Price is Right had been, when I was watching game shows, my favorite game show of all time, without a doubt. Bob Barker, Barker's Beauties, Diane Parkinson. A lot of back time with Diane Parkinson on the brain. Yeah. Oh, baby. I prayed every day to the dear Lord, of course, that the showcase showdown would be a beach trip. So brought out Barker's Beauties in the bikinis. You know, this is before Kim's Pornhub and stuff like that.
Yeah,
my Pornhub.
Well, you're the one who know all about it.
I really don't.
You mention it often.
I know about Pornhub, but I don't know about it.
A woman who says she's never seen porn. Mm-hmm. Cage dancer, but never seen porn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Cage dancing is not never porn, been, never and been it's drunk. Not stripping.
Never been drunk.
Sounds too good.
Sounds fake. Yeah. Sounds like a lie. Yeah. And she was supposed to watch some porn for us. She never got around to it, by the way.
I was supposed to watch it with my son.
Oh.
That's what you told me.
No, no, no. No, no, no.
No, I thought that was the deal.
Your husband.
Oh.
Did you think I would ask you at that point in time to have watched pornography with an underage person?
I thought that's what it was.
See, here we go. This is the same thing she did when her tire or her wheel came loose, mm-hmm. and she kept saying over and over again, well, my son thinks that you unloosened the lug nuts.
Yeah. Yes, I did do that.
And you said it over and over
because
again.
Because he did think that.
It didn't matter. You kept saying it over and over again when there was not a chance in the world that somebody like me would do that to you. I'd like to, but I haven't. So quit speaking it into existence by saying that I asked you to watch porn with your son. I said, your son probably watches porn. You need to watch some porn with your husband, of all people, if you're going to watch it with anybody. I didn't say with your mom. I didn't say with your son. I said with your husband.
Well, I still have not seen porn.
Yeah, I know. And you still haven't seen the Barbie movie either.
No.
And you still haven't.
Although I do have HBO right now.
And you still haven't signed up to take your driving course for your 67 and a 45 in Oak Ridge, have you?
Have you still not?
Oh. I have to do that this week.
you have to.
Mm-hmm. If I'm going to take it, I have to do it this week.
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah.
Or, and if you don't take it, what happens?
I keep the points on my driver's license.
Right. She won't do it.
You think so?
Oh, I think she won't. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, well, so much for that. Did you see? All right. We'll be back on the Mark and Kim show.
Okay. Your favorite movie.
One of,
because I know you like that Blue People movie as well.
That Blue People movie.
Well, because of the beautifulness of it.
Oh, the Smurfs?
Yes.
That's the only one I could think of.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, 24 years coming up, you think she'd know something about me. The Blue People movie.
Not the Smurfs.
Oh, for God's sake. Can you go on, please?
Anyway, Titanic, you've seen, I don't know how many times in the theater.
You're right. You
probably
don't know.
About 13 at least. But anyway, it's more real than we thought. I mean, obviously
it's a real thing.
Yes, it is a real thing. But they took liberties and there's a story within the story, you know, to make it interesting to, even more interesting than the sinking of it and everything. But it runs 2 hours and 40 minutes, which is very long. But that is the exact time that it took for the Titanic to go down in 1912 off Canada's East Coast. That's exactly how long the length of the film.
That's one of the oldest trivia bits about that movie.
Well, a lot of us don't know that, though, I don't think.
Yeah.
Now, you love the movie.
I love
the story. So you may know that.
I love Kate Winslet.
But I know you do. I know. There's one scene I think you especially love.
Multiple scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I wish she'd throw her hand against my glass window.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then the collision with the iceberg reportedly went on for 37 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and that's the same length of time as the real collision. Okay?
These aren't coincidences.
But I think that's amazing.
Are you doing the Gen Z thing right now?
Apparently because apparently you know all this. Well, I did not know this. I thought that was really interesting.
You're not really into movie trivia.
No, not. Okay. Not unless it's a movie that I was really into.
Like a movie you're into?
Yeah.
Name one.
Oh, well, lately, nothing really. Yeah. I mean, I'm just not a big movie person. But when I saw this.
He edited the movie with historical accuracies in mind on length of the movie, length of scenes, things that he wanted. Yes, these were some of the original trivia questions about the movie.
I did not know that.
So when I say you're doing the Gen Z thing where Gen Z is discovering all the things... You know, did you know that a toaster oven can toast toast? You know?
Yeah.
You know, stuff
which
like
is
that.
Why it's called a toaster oven.
Right.
But to me, I think when you're sitting there, if I were to sit down and watch the movie now, I'd be watching that 37 seconds, you know, when the iceberg, you know, when it hits, I would be sitting there because you're sort of holding your breath anyway when you see that. Because it's so real, they do such a good
job
in the movie.
Can you hold your breath for 37 seconds? That's the question.
I don't know if I could or not. but I mean, as you're sitting there and you think that's really how long it took. And then if you think about the whole time in the movie and everything that's going on mm-hmm. when the ship is going down and you think about the panic and if you're on a ship and if this were really happening and you think, because everybody talked about how long the movie was, you know, oh my gosh, that's a long movie, but it was so good. But then you think it's really short. if you're really on a ship that's going down, 2 hours and 40 minutes.
2 hours and 41 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
It goes by in a flash.
So when you think about that, or when you go to the Titanic Museum now up in Pigeon Forge, and you're seeing these things, you see the water coming down the stairs, mm-hmm. and you feel the coldness, and you do all those things, and think about those things in relation to this, it just makes it, I don't know, it takes your breath away a little bit, or it does to me.
All right. Imagine,
if you already know it, I guess it
doesn't. People in the water really took their breath away.
Well, yeah.
Especially when they started to drown.
Yeah.
That really took their breath away.
Yeah.
Are you ready for crop top summer?
Crop top summer?
I'm sorry. I'm speaking to the wrong person. Are you ready for crop top summer?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, everybody.
Well, wouldn't that be everybody?
Why are you putting on your DJ voice? You know, I shouldn't.
I didn't mean to.
Here's the problem. I should not speak to you directly. Because when I speak to you directly, you respond in DJ-isms.
Why?
Kim, do you think Tyler's ready for crop top summer?
I think he's always ready for crop top summer.
Oh, yeah.
Crop top fall, crop top spring.
You know, you've chubbed out lately. You're fatter than ever. Are you really ready for crop top summer? Are you built?
After that?
Are you built? Oh, don't pretend. Don't pretend.
You know, you're fatter than ever.
Second thoughts now.
Excuse me. Who has said that he's fatter than ever?
I might keep a hoodie on all summer. I don't know.
Haven't you said you've gained a lot of weight?
Yeah, I've gained a lot of weight.
Right. So what am I not supposed to... Right. Am I not supposed to recognize that when you've already addressed it?
No, I don't see a problem with it.
Fat ass?
No.
That's not what's bad.
I'm going to cry when we get off the air. So.
Yeah, it's a trend this summer, men and their crop tops.
So are you ready for crop top summer?
Do I look like I'm ready for crop top summer?
What?
In 1983, 84... When crop tops were a thing then, mm-hmm. I was ready for crop tops summer, spring. Matter of fact, even the coldest days at Radford University in 1984, the year of our Lord, I would walk to class in shorts and a little cut-off t-shirt.
Really?
Yes.
That was the thing.
I had.
I remember that.
I had former football player, male cheerleader abs at that point in time. And it was the old shoulder pad t-shirt you would wear.
Yeah, like I wore right one in football practice.
Right under the titties, right there. We just boom, right there.
Oh, so it was really cropped.
Oh, right, yeah. That's what you showed everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, the midriff at least, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The road to paradise, the whole thing.
I remember those days.
Yeah.
Huh. Did you do the baby oil and all that?
I did what?
Did you like put the baby oil on and...
Did I put the baby oil on what?
If you got abs, you're going to show them off and let them glisten.
Put baby oil.
Yeah, make them glisten.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. If I had some abs, oh, yeah.
You don't have abs. You have slabs now. It's a big difference, man. So baby,
slabs.
Baby oil up your slabs, and we'll see where that goes. You had your cage dancer season.
Mm-hmm.
You were never a stripper, though, right?
No.
Never. I'm in love with a stripper. You've always kind of felt, you know, it was one step higher than stripping, I guess, was the cage dancing.
I wouldn't say that.
Who earns more money, though?
Probably the stripper.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't even take tips.
You couldn't take tips of what?
Tips.
Oh, cash.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know, like, look both ways before crossing the street. We had to deny that. No, can't listen.
That's right. Buy IBM stock. Good stock tip. All right, so this is a dude named Finster. Went out and interviewed strippers and asked them questions. Before we get the stripper answer, we'll get the cage dancer answer.
All right.
The cage dancer answer.
Yeah.
All right. Question number one in, are strippers smarter than cage dancers? And here we go.
If I pay you $100 to dance for 3 songs, how much money would you be making per song?
Mm-hmm.
$100 for 3 songs? That what he said? Okay, I'm just making sure that I hear it correctly.
This is taking time now to think, as opposed to just listening to the question and answering, and the answer will be...
6, 9, 10, 10.
Uh-oh.
75. No.
Do you have an answer? Do you have an answer?
I don't math, you know.
I'm not asking for math. I'm asking for you to do this easy question. Do you not have an answer?
$36 a song.
This is the stripper answer to that question.
Oh, let's see. $50, $70.
Isn't it interesting that the stripper answer and the cage dancer answer was pretty close to each other?
Yeah.
The answer would be What's 100 divided by 3? 33 and a third. 33 and a third. 33 and a third.
I upped it. You know, 36.
Hold on, that was 33 and a third plus the tip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, question number two.
Mm-hmm.
If Destiny is 5'9" and puts on 6-inch heels, how tall is she?
Mm-hmm. Cage dancer?
She's 5'9" and she puts on 10-inch heels?
Six-inch
heels. Okay. 5'9", 10, 11, 12, that should be.
This bit's going to take a lot longer than I thought.
6 foot.
I thought I would get answers.
6 foot. Well, it takes a while. It's math. He's asking us math. Okay, so she'd be 6'7". Oh, I don't know. Gosh. I don't know. She's going to be tall. She's going to be tall.
Here's the stripper answer.
6 foot. She's 6 foot.
Okay.
She's 6 foot. 5'9" plus 6 inches is, do you know?
6'4".
No. How many inches make it? How many inches in a foot?
12.
12?
Right. Yeah.
12 minus 9 is what?
Three.
Right. So 3 is half of 6. Then you add 3 more after 6 and you get
6'3".
Yeah.
Oh. I was adding because she's 6'9".
6'7". We started at 5'9". How do you add 6 inches? She had to be 6'1".
Oh. Because I was see, 6. I was on. Going 3 more inches. 9, 10, 11,
what's
12.
What's the answer
that makes
to this
7
question?
Foot?
Are you on to 7 feet now?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He answered 6'3".
Okay.
He's correct.
Okay.
Have you ever cage danced?
No.
Okay.
What does the DC stand for in Washington, DC?
Mm-hmm.
District of Columbia.
Did she say District of Columbia?
That is correct, sir.
Oh! Yeah! Woo! Well done, sir. Well done. Does the stripper know?
Oh, my God. Democratic Court.
Democratic Court.
God.
I think the cage dancer is taking the lead.
Finally.
On. Next question.
Spell tequila.
T-E-Q-U-I-L-A.
Let's see what the stripper says.
T-E-Q-U-I-L-A.
Does she say Q-U-I-L-A or does she say T-E-Q-I-L-A? What'd you say?
U-I-L-A.
Did you throw the U in there?
I did.
Yes!
Woo!
Cage dancer keeps the lead.
If you drive 50 miles an hour,
oh gosh, it's
how
again.
Far will you get in an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm. If you drive...
oh, God.
75 miles.
Did you say 75 miles?
Yes!
Yes!
Woo!
Oh, probably like 20 miles.
Cage dancer takes the lead, baby.
Name the five great
Hang on, Fister.
Name the five great lakes.
Name the five great lakes.
Huron, Ontario, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Huron, Antonio, Michigan, Ontario, not Antonio, Michigan,
Antonio.
Yeah, really.
Come on, quickly. We're running desperately.
The Tennessee. Let's throw the Tennessee in there.
Fort Loudoun.
Yeah, no, not Fort Loudoun.
Douglas.
No. That's a lake. No.
You not know?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, Lake Superior.
Erie.
Lake.
What a stripper laugh that
is. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. H-O-M-E-S. Remember, always spell Holmes. H-O-M-E-S.
Huron.
Ontario.
Michigan.
Erie.
Superior. Erie and Superior.
I don't know the other lakes.
Okay. All right.
What is the line that goes around the earth that separates the northern hemisphere from the southern hemisphere?
The equator.
Oh, she's right on that whoop, whoop. One. Should we quit while she's ahead?
Yeah.
Or should we ask the final question, who's on the $5 bill?
Go ahead.
The $5 bill. Lincoln.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, the cage dancer wins. Or who's smarter, the cage dancer or the stripper?
Today.
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 Today. Her versus him. Mark versus Kim. Today, our two contestants are named Carrie and Cody. Carrie and Cody are playing The Feud for...
Four tickets to Zoo Knoxville. Now is a great time to get your kids ages 4 to 10 signed up for summer camp at Zoo Knoxville, where they'll have a great time with human and animal friends. Register today at zooknoxville.org.
Not human and animal feces, just human
well,
and animal friends.
There is some feces around the zoo.
Right. Not human, though.
No.
Well, in the bathrooms.
Oh.
Whose baby is cooing in the background?
Mine.
Okay. So sweet.
Do you have any duct tape with you currently?
Oh, gosh.
I'll take that as a yes. Fabulous.
Don't use it.
All right. We'll start with the first round. The ladies go first. First round worth 1 point. And away we go. Carrie, top five answers on the board. Give me the most popular answer. Name something notable about Selena Gomez.
Her name.
Something notable about Selena Gomez would be her name. Let's just say a little bit more notable than that. All right, I'll say strike number one of three. Kim, name something notable about Selena Gomez.
She's had a kidney transplant.
Is kidney transplant on the list? Yeah! It is at number four. Name something notable about Selena Gomez, Carrie.
She's a singer.
Is she a singer? Yeah! It's very notable. Answers two, number three, and number five are left with two strikes to work with. Kim, name something notable about Selena Gomez.
She and Justin Bieber used to date.
Is the Justin Bieber relationship on the list? Yeah! It is at number three. Carrie, answers two and five are left. Name something notable about Selena Gomez.
She's an actress.
She's an actor. Yes! I think we say actress anymore, do we? I think it's all actors.
Everybody's
now.
Actors, I believe.
One more answer. Two strikes left. Kim?
She is Latino.
Is she Latina?
A Latina. Sorry.
That would be notable.
Yeah. It would be.
When did that happen?
Oops.
And Carrie, for the third strike or the final answer, name something notable about Selena Gomez. Quickly. 2 seconds.
Gosh,
1 second.
Oh.
Boys, talk it out.
I don't know a lot. I know she was on Disney Channel. Yeah.
The time for discussion is over. Cody, steal the first round of the first point. Name something notable about Selena Gomez.
Her Disney career.
Is her Disney career on the list? No, it's not. That she is the most followed person on Instagram at number five. Fairly notable. Fairly notable.
Scoremaster, yeah, I even follow her, too.
Oh, there you go, buddy. Hey, Scoremaster Steve, what do you have?
I have one for Carrie, zero for Cody.
All right, Cody, top five answers on the board. Give me the most popular answer for these 2 points in the second round. Name a popular attraction in Pigeon Forge.
Dollywood.
Is Dollywood / Splash Country on the list? Yeah! It is at number one. Yes, man. Name a popular attraction in Pigeon Forge.
Wonderworks.
Is Wonderworks on the list? Did not make the top five. Cody, popular Pigeon Forge attraction.
The Titanic.
Is the Titanic Museum attraction in Pigeon Forge on the list? Yeah! It is at number three. Yes, man.
Ripley's Aquarium.
Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies, currently located in Gatlinburg.
Dang it, Tyler.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Strike two. Cody, a popular attraction, Pigeon Forge. Third strike. We'll turn it over to the ladies. 2 seconds.
Dixie Stampede.
Is the Dixie Stampede on the list? Did not make the top five. Ladies, talk it out.
The Island, Wonderworks, Beyond the Lens.
The time for discussion is over. Carrie.
Oh, God.
3 seconds.
The Island.
Did she say The Island?
That is correct, sir.
Yes. Yeah! You didn't hear him say Wonderworks?
I did. And the minute I said it, I couldn't say, don't say it, don't say it, because it already gone.
Okay. Dollywood, Splash Country, number one. NASCAR Speed Park, number two. Titanic Museum Attraction at Pigeon Forge, number three. The Island, number four. And the Dinner Feud, the Hatfield-McCoy's Dinner Feud at number five. All right, Scoremaster Steve.
That is three for Carrie, zero for Cody.
All right, Carrie, you're in the lead, and so you can decide if you want to play this or pass this. Round three, top four answers, and only two strikes to work with. Name an actor or actress that voices animated characters in TV or movies. You want to play that or pass that?
Can you ask the question one more time? I'm sorry.
Name an actor or actress that voices animated characters on TV or in movies. Do you want to play that or pass that?
I can't really think of anything. I'll pass it.
Okay. Cody, name a voice actor, famous voice actor, or actress, movies, TV. Go.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Strike number one of two. Yes, man. 2 seconds.
Will Smith.
Is Will Smith on the list? Huge voice acting career. That's two strikes. We turn it over. We turn it over to the girls.
We're doing great.
Girls, talk it out for the win.
Oh, my gosh.
2 seconds.
I don't know.
Here we go. Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie, answer the question and win the whole thing, or Cody ties it up. We go to a speed round. Quickly, name an actor or actress. Morgan Freeman. The big voice actor known as Morgan Freeman from TV and movies. No, Scoremaster Steve. It's 3-3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3-3.
Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Tom Hanks, and Kristen Bell. You know, Frozen,
yeah.
Toy Story,
Eddie Murphy,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, score. Here we go. So Cody and Carrie, to answer this question, we're tied at 3 apiece. You must call out your name. Once I recognize your name, answer the question to win the whole game. Here we go. Are you ready, Carrie and Cody?
Yes.
All right. Speak up, Cody. I won't be able to hear you.
Yes.
Here we go. What is Tom Cruise's call sign, a.k.a. nickname, in the Top Gun movies?
Cody! Maverick.
Is it Maverick?
That is correct,
sir. Dang it!
Yeah! The streak continues.
All that work, Carrie. I'm so sorry.
All that work, and he just gets a speed round question to win the whole thing. Well, Carrie, thanks for playing. We appreciate you. Hey, congratulations, Cody. Off you go to Zoo Knoxville.
All right. Hopefully no people poo.
On Star 102.1.
It's the most wonderful time of year. Oh, no, yeah. Not Christmas. Mark Madness.
Nope.
We're giving you, the listeners, the opportunity to vote on some of Mark's most used words and phrases.
Overused.
So far, we've seen some close scores with fun-loving degrees and good death falling in the first round. You know, I went to school with Sandra Bullock, lost in a very close game. Mm-hmm. And I don't dance because I got married will not be going to the big dance.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember, you have the power to decide which quotes survive and advance until we get down to only one remaining. And that, Mark and Kim Show fans, will be the champion of Mark Madness 2024.
Well done, sir.
Welcome to tonight's series.
Are you done with The Voice?
I don't know. I kind of like it.
The announcer's over.
I kind of like it.
So I see that you've now in court. So can I ask a favor?
Okay.
Beautiful bracket, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
He does a great job on that, doesn't he?
Well, you know, blind squirrels, nuts.
Yeah.
Clocks. Every once in a while. Yeah.
Stopped. Right. Twice a day.
We're going to take it home today.
Can we?
Yeah.
So if you're going to continue to vote on this, and did you notice that there was half the comments there were for the first round?
Mm. Well, I think a lot of people think they've already taken it to their favorites because if you look at the voting,
right,
they're like, my favorite is this.
And they had more time, too.
And so they think, well,
all right,
this is it.
So we don't have to belabor this point any further. Here are the matchups. The Elite Eight in Mark Madness voted all the way to the final. So who wins this one? Don't California My Tennessee? Versus people. How about Take You Down to Chinatown versus okay. Anytime Kim says something,
it seems to be where it comes in. Yeah.
You are a cage dancer. And then the other side of the bracket. Buffoonery. That's just pure buffoonery. Versus everybody. Hey, good morning, everybody. God, please vote off everybody. I'm sick of doing it. I won't even say it anymore.
But you do it all the time.
I will retire everybody.
No, you won't.
Please.
You will not.
Let buffoonery beat everybody. which then the winner of that bracket will face the winner of, you know, I'm just going to paddle out to Mark Island versus Let's Go, Baby. Woo.
Now, that's not how you say it.
Well, I say it in multiple different ways.
Yeah, just, but say it the way you really say it.
Say it with the chest.
Come on.
With my chest?
With the
chest. Yeah, you know how you say
looking
it.
Looking at my chest.
Well, you got it open.
I have my chest open.
You have
open.
Your shirt open.
Make it sound like you had heart surgery or something.
I have an over shirt open, but I have a shirt underneath of it. I'm not showing you any of my pectoralis muscles. Don't get excited.
No. Say it the way you say it.
Let's go, baby! Woo!
There
that's
we go.
It.
There we go.
That versus Mark Island and on the other side of the... So we're done. That's it.
Yeah, you're going to bring it all home.
Right. So bring it home. You people vote at home so we can stop doing this thing tomorrow.
So you're going to bring it to the...
When tomorrow we'll say, the winner... Is what now?
You're just cracking me up. So we can get this over with. You started out. You said, I'm embarrassed, and then you said, "Well, yeah, I'm kind of flattered."
I was flattered.
And now you're like, get it out.
I mean, who knew I had catchphrases?
We all knew.
Oh, see, there you go.
We all knew.
Everybody knew except you, Mark.
No, you knew.
These are overused.
They're not overused.
Crutches.
They're not crutches.
No. Do we want to predict a winner?
They're endearing.
I know what my winner is going to be.
I know what I think. I know what.
I think I know too.
What the winner is going to be? I promise you, the winner.
I promise you, which didn't make it on there,
will be Kim Sucks. Is that on here? Is that on?
That's not on here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Remember when you swore my son was in a cussing club?
I knew he was in a cussing club.
He was not in a cussing club. He even said he wasn't.
Where his friends would get together and they would use dirty words because all young boys do it at some point in their lives.
He said right here on the show he didn't.
That doesn't mean he's not telling the truth.
Well, we're going to talk about cussing clubs and more.
So you found out your son's in a cussing club?
No. Well, maybe now.
You think he still gets together in a group of his friends and just trades off cuss words? Or is that just everyday life? We'll be back with that next on Starwater 2.1. Would you please tell her... As a young man, young boy,
okay,
you'd hang out with some of your friends and you'd use language that you wouldn't use in front of mommy and daddy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. And you'd get together and you'd go hide somewhere and you would talk and you'd say, all right, who's going to say this one? And then you'd pick and then everybody see who could say it better. That's a cussing club.
Who could say it better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell you something.
Like with more anger, with more emphasis or what?
Let me tell you, there were words that I, you know... were timid with.
Because it was worse? Or?
Well, it was the bigger one. And then, but Buddy McKinney, it's like he'd grown up with it.
Did he never hold back?
It wasn't a matter of holding back. He just, it tripped off his tongue.
Well,
that's when I learned I need to be a tongue tripper. I need to be somebody that can be articulate. I did all the extras. I'm articulate, baby.
Well, I know now my son, he's pretty articulate with some of them, okay? Not the big ones.
He uses cuss words in front of you?
The big daddy of them all. Well, yeah, sometimes he does.
When you say the big daddy of them all, which one are you talking about?
Oh, the F word.
There's even a worse F word. There's the MF word.
Oh, no, he would never say that.
I love when she kicks into her naivete.
And he doesn't say that. No, I didn't think about that. But I've never heard him say that. And he certainly does not say the granddaddy of them all for me, which is GD. You don't say that.
Mm-mm.
That is not, I've never heard him say that. Now, I can't say that he's never said it, but he's never said it that I've heard. But 10% of people are swearing on a regular basis by the age of 10. And I thought of you talking about the cussing clubs. And I think that's the reason.
The new trend now. Have you seen this idiot TikTok trend?
What? Oh, the bathroom.
Put your kid in the bathroom and tell them with the phone on. Of course, they can say any dirty word they want.
Now, we talked about that some time ago because I was appalled by it. Because, I was appalled by it because, I mean, I've always told.
I can hear her saying the MF in that voice.
Well, I was. I was appalled by it because.
It's terrible.
I think that's encouraging. First of all, have you heard some of these videos of the kids and what they're saying? First of all.
I just referenced them, so obviously I've seen them.
It's terrible to hear like a 3-year-old in there saying the granddaddies of them all and then just giggling. And then they'll go, okay, mom, we're done. And the mom goes in and says, now you're not to say those outside the bathroom. And I just think that's awful.
How about you're not supposed to say them at all?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we don't teach our kids any moderation anymore. So this is the
all or nothing.
Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
Oh, please. Gen Z? You think they know moderation? These are, no. This is, no. No. No.
But 14,000 people was in the poll, and they said, were in the poll, and they said by the age of 10, 10% were swearing on a regular basis. I didn't start swearing.
When do you swear, for God's sake?
Well, on the...
Barely. Don't make it sound like you're a swearer.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not trying to make myself sound like
I'm... You gotta talk to somebody that's part of their everyday, every sentence lexicon, you know.
My go-to word is the S word. Now, when did you start swearing? Because you talk about going to somebody who swears on the regular.
Going to somebody who swears on the regular?
Mm-hmm. You know, so when did you start swearing?
Oh, so you think I swear on the regular?
Well...
Well, what?
Well,
what?
Well, you do.
I mean, 9, 10. As soon as I was hanging out with David Cook and Buddy McKinney and his brother Robbie McKinney and all these, you know, Paul Hicks, Philip Rawlings, Frank Hawkins.
I love these name drops.
Well, they're all real people. All real people that influenced, you know.
But did you have cussing in the home?
No, I think I said damn one time and got my ass swatted.
Mm-hmm. So your parents were not cussers. See, mine were not.
No, my mother was a cusser.
Really?
She was a mother cusser.
A mother cusser?
She was a mother cusser. Do as I say, not as I do is something I heard often.
Oh.
Do as I say, not as I do. So, you
I
know,
never heard either
it
of
was my
parents
neighborhood.
Say anything.
Well, we've talked about my neighborhood before. You laugh at
me. Oh, I know.
You laugh at my neighborhood. But I grew up in a major city, so my neighborhood was a little rougher than yours, probably out there in Shangri-La. Halls.
Your neighborhood should have been a television show.
Not really. It was
it's like there's Leave It to Beaver, and then there should have been, you know, Mark Anthony's Neighborhood.
Point being is that you grow up rough. You grow up rougher. I didn't grow up in the slums, but I certainly grew up in an area, a suburban area of Washington, D.C., so there was more influence by bigger... It happens. Bigger city kids are more savvy and street smart than small town kids.
Now, you say you didn't grow up in a protected area. Did you... I mean, you don't cuss. I don't hear you cuss a lot.
No, I cuss a little bit, but as I've gotten older, I backed away from it. I don't...
Well, you're saving it for the baby.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I'll announce the podcast title for the day.
Okay.
We do a bonus part of the podcast, stuff you don't get to hear on the radio. Well, it's because we don't do it on the radio. We sit around after the show and do it and do a little extra. 15, 20, 25, 30, whatever. Whatever it ends up being. I'll entitle it. Are you ready?
Okay.
Costco. Oh, Costco. Where have you gone? Yep. You know me, Mr. Costco obsessed.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Subtitled. Bring on the BJ's Warehouse. That's right. I'm not being euphemistic. I'm not trying to... Stop it. Yeah. You're a little dirty mind over there. There's an actual...
Are we getting a BJ's Warehouse?
Yes, it's being built as we speak. It's being torn down the JCPenney's in Foothills Mall.
Really?
You know, down there in my neck of the woods.
Oh, that's like real close Blunt to you. County.
Yeah.
Which you're giving up the Costco?
I didn't say I'm giving it up. I'm just saying...
Oh, no.
Costco. Oh, Costco. Where have you gone? They've let me down twice in 2 days.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Oh,
so
no.
That's the bonus podcast, and we appreciate you finding the podcast on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on the Star 102.1 app, and on the Star 102.1 website. We are efforting Apple Music at this time, and we hope to have that up there soon.
It's been a long effort.
It's been a long effort. Yes. Efforting. So, yeah, that's coming up on the podcast bonus from the Mark and Kim Show.
All you people want is more.
Give me more.
Well, I told you the podcast title would be Costco. Oh, Costco. Where have you gone?
It's like they picked up and left or something. I mean,
is that how you interpret that?
Well, where have you gone? Yeah.
You know, that means more than like, where are you?
Yeah.
You know.
It's like they've changed so much you like, don't know who they are. Or?
Wherefore art thou, O Romeo? Doesn't mean where are you, Romeo.
Yeah.
It means why are you, Romeo?
Yeah.
Costco, oh Costco, where have you gone? Maybe it should be Costco, oh Costco, what have you done? And it's not that egregious.
Dramatic much?
Well, I've learned from the best, my dear. Learning from the best. So yes, I'm a Costco addict.
You are.
And
how many times a week would you say you're there?
Much less now.
Oh.
I have my wife even noticed. She's going, yeah, I noticed here we haven't had a charge on the Costco card in 2 days. What's going on?
But I thought.
She's being funny. Let me finish. It's been weeks since I've actually purchased something at Costco. And the only reason I went recently, okay, well, I did go Sunday. But that was because my wife needed gas and there were some things to pick up. But previous to that, in the last two or three journeys to Costco, the last one was because my grandson wanted to go. He hadn't been in a long time. We didn't buy anything that day. The last two other times, didn't buy anything. I'm on a longer streak now of not buying something at Costco just because, well, you know, it's not sweatshirt comfy pants season either. We're getting out of sweatshirt comfy pants season.
Yeah.
And they've got their really bad, really bad polo style shirts and really bad shorts on sale everywhere now. And I will spend money on the shorts. I will spend money on good shorts. I will buy Under Armour shorts. I will buy shorts that I don't buy my shorts at Costco.
Do they have the rough, hard polo shirts? Is that what's really bad
about
them? Rough,
hard? I've never heard. Who's that?
No, it's not a brand. I mean, it's rough and hard material is the fabric.
Well, I like a good stiff material. I do. I'll be honest with you. I don't wear polo shirts because they're just, they're not fit for me at all.
You like the golf style? Like the breathable?
Huh?
The breathable, soft polo style?
Nah, I like
golf.
No, not a golf. No, I don't wear golf shirts either.
What makes their polo shirts bad then?
They're just poor quality and they don't fit well. So I'm not into, spring and summer clothes don't come from Costco, but winter clothes, they come from Costco.
Okay.
Sweatshirts I love hoodie sweatshirts. I love them at a discount. My overshirts that I wear are Red Cap shirts, or you can't buy these at Costco. The black t-shirts are a brand that's sold at Kohl's, and so I'll get all my black t-shirts there. Jeans I'll just get wherever they're on sale for the style that I wear, the 514. 5'13" or whatever. And then of course, all my dead man shoes from Mortuary and Liz.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't bought anything a lot. I haven't done a lot of purchasing at Costco lately. It's the novelty has worn off. I will tell you that. Now, if I'm looking for something and I want it cheaper, like my wife wanted, there we go. This is why we went Beyond Gas. They were selling Prosecco, a DOCG Prosecco, mm-hmm. which is like top of the line. That's the special mark that only Prosecco made on Prosecco Row in Italy can be labeled as DOCG. Okay. They had it for less than $8 a bottle.
Ooh, oh, yeah? Stock up.
So we did. We bought 10 bottles.
Yeah.
She's a big drinker.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry. Hold on. I should put that extra word in there. She's a big Prosecco drinker,
yeah.
Which makes it sound a lot less egregious that she's a big drinker. so I'm a bourbon guy. She's a champagne girl. More of the Italian, the Prosecco. Mm-hmm. She doesn't mind Cava either, which is like a Spanish, but just pure French champagne. She's not a big fan. So we bought that and a couple of other things like Diet Cokes and stuff like that because they have them in bottles and they're a good price. But this is what happened where I say, Costco, oh, Costco, where have you gone? Samples and memberships. So we're walking around and they got some samples out. And they've got this ravioli with ricotta cheese and Parmesan.
Mm. They got sounds a little, really good.
It sounds delicious. And it got a little cups. So I grabbed one and snarfed it. It was good. Delicious. I'm like, come here. Look, taste this. Let's get that. And they had two or three sitting right there where the lady was giving out.
And like in a smaller freezer or something?
No, they're not freezer. They were just refrigerated. But she had them on her stand.
Oh, okay.
And so I grabbed off of her stand.
Okay.
Like I did the other day when I bought the Dots pretzels, those Dots buttery flavor.
They are wonderful. Oh. My husband got those for the first time.
Oh.
And now we've had them like three times because they're so amazing.
So good.
They're wonderful.
So savory.
They are wonderful. Oh,
so good. No. So I pick it up, put it in the cart, no big deal. And so let me move to the second Costco. Oh, Costco, where have you gone? I'm in the self-checkout line. Okay.
Wait a minute. What was wrong with the ricotta and stuff, though?
I said, let me come back to that.
Oh, okay.
Let me come back to that. Okay. I said the second part of...
Okay.
And I'll come back to that because I didn't discover Costco. Oh, Costco, where have you gone? Until later on.
Okay.
When I get up to where I'm going to check out and I noticed that there's something not happening that was very, very prevalent for a while at Costco, and that was checking the memberships before you actually got to scan your products and then pay for your products.
Now, we had talked about that with you.
Yeah.
We had talked about that with him because Man was going through and he said, well, they didn't check my car because they checked it when I came in or whatever.
And there was an effort, and it was in the news even. The effort was before you can scan, before you can get checked out, they will look at the back of your card, whether it's a membership card or a credit card with your membership information on the back of it with my picture and the rest of it. Mm-hmm. They were checking that every time I come through the line. And I never go through the self. I always go through the self-checkout. I never, ever go. It's much quicker. Just much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they come up and say, can I scan that for you? Like, oh, yeah, sure. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Old Doc Holliday of the Costco. Just boop, 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 you know. I mean.
Doc Holliday.
Well, they got a little gun. They're shooting it. I know. You know, they're a sharpshooter, you know. That's right. I'm your Huckleberry. Yeah. And so
the warehouses are all about getting you through quick.
Getting through. Right. Nobody gets you through quicker than the Costco.
Mm.
Well, I noticed they're not checking the IDs now before you check out.
Now, you'd been told that, but you didn't believe it.
I've been told what?
That they weren't checking the IDs.
Listen to me. No. What I'm saying is every time over the last 3, 4, 5 months was having the back of my card checked for my photo every time.
But others were telling you that they weren't and you weren't believing it.
Even up until last week, they checked my card in SAR 2 weeks before, whatever it was. And I'm like, okay. And then this time I watched them as there were like 10 people in line in front of me. I started looking over to the other lines where I noticed it wasn't happening either. They're not checking the back. They gave up on it or they're just tired of doing it. Which one? You're making shrugs.
What I'm saying. Others had told you they're not doing it. And you said, yes, they are. I see them doing it.
But I was seeing them do it.
But others had
said they weren't.
I wasn't
lying about seeing them doing it. They were doing it. They were checking mine every time. But these last two times, they have not checked it. And I've been to the Costco twice since you've been there. It's been a month or two since you've been there. Was it the video that you recorded the last time you were there? Or have you been there since?
No, I've been there one more time since.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, in that time in between, they had been checking my ID. So that's fine. Costco, oh, Costco, where have you gone? I get home. I'm taking the groceries out of the back of the car. I throw them up on the counter. We're starting to put things away. And my wife goes, oh, my God, there's mold on the ravioli. Now, let's make sure we understand something. My wife has banned me from buying fresh fruit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Raspberries, strawberries, blackberries. Okay. I can't buy that stuff.
We had a whole conversation about it because you don't finger it enough or something.
I fingered it right in the raspberry. I check the fruit like anybody else checks the fruit. I flip the package upside down. I look at it. I look at the top. And I don't see anything on it that doesn't look anything other than like a raspberry or a blueberry or a strawberry. I put it in the cart and I pay for it and I leave. Oh my God, there's mold on here. And it's like, oh my God, how did you know?
Somewhere between the grocery and your house, it molds or something.
Yeah, kind of like when you send a text and somehow in the transportation of the text from your phone to another phone, it picks up it picks up a misspelling or 14 commas and 3 words.
You pick up mold, I pick up misspellings.
I don't pick up mold. My wife does. So I never quite see the mold. And if she shows me a piece of mold, quote unquote, on a piece of fruit, I grab it from her hand, and I pop it in my mouth.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
It's not even real. It's not real. I know what mold looks like. You know why I know what mold looks like? Because the package of ravioli that was sold to us at the Costco that I took right from the stand where the woman was making them was molded over. It's even in the car. I'm taking it back today.
Well, how long had it been on that table?
She rolls the table up. She grabs them right out of the refrigerator or the wherever the section is from the dots where I bought the pretzels.
Yeah.
She grabs a bag. She puts it up there so that when you have a sample, you can buy the product right there.
Yeah.
You think she's taking it home with her? No. She goes and grabs it right off of the shelf. So instead of walking over to the shelf where it is, I grabbed it right off of her cart.
Convenient.
She goes, take these. I said, okay. Because I said, oh, this is delicious. And she says, well, they're for sale. I was like, and she goes, have this. I grab it. My wife is like, oh, my God. And I'm like, no, there's no freaking mold.
But there was.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This time she was right.
It was moldy. The display. Yeah.
I mean, it was moldy. Obvious.
Oh, it was like a package of penicillin. That's how moldy
so
it
was. So she had already opened the package, or was it
Who's
on the
she?
Outside? Your
Who's
wife?
She?
Your wife?
No, you could see through the package. It was a see-through package.
Okay.
Right there through the see-through package, which I didn't see when I grabbed it off of the samples counter. I figured, okay, well, it's on the samples counter. It must be good. I mean, the woman's making it right now.
Oh.
Which then made us remember. And we both had a big old bite of the ravioli. And I think, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure, yes, because, you know, mold is penicillin. Penicillin is mold. I may have had two little cups of ravioli. Now, I'm fine. And it's not bad to ingest some of that. It's not bad. It's just not bad.
It sounds bad.
Okay.
It does.
Nobody likes mold. You know, then you hear the words black mold and inside of houses and stuff like that. That's bad.
Yeah, it is.
A little mold growing on your food. Hell, blue cheese is mold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
Roquefort. Any blue you see in cheese.
It is.
It's a mold. It's mold. True. Right. Mm. We have active bacteria cultures in yogurt.
Yes, it's
okay?
true.
Okay. So it's not. Did it kill me?
No. Clearly not.
Did it let me down that Costco is selling moldy food with dates on it? Like it's still got a month and a half to go on the date. Like it's still good for another month and a half.
Well, to be fair, that could happen to anybody. I mean, who knows what happened in transport or what happened to, I mean, we don't want it to happen.
I understand that, but
we don't want it to happen.
But remember who else has let me down recently? Trader Joe.
Oh.
Okay.
In so many ways.
Trader Joe has let me down.
And you were late to the party of Trader Joe's.
Well, I was misinformed about Trader Joe's. My nose in the air daughter goes to Trader Joe's all the time, so I figured it was what?
Just the nose in the air daughter.
Oh, she's funny. She's fancy. She's fancy. She's I don't know who raised this child. Love her to death, but she's just got her nose in the air about certain things. And so this was, I thought, oh, okay. Well, you know, she makes good money. Her husband makes really good money. They like to spend money.
Yeah.
Well, I come to find out Trader Joe's is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're packaged, the prepackaged frozen stuff that I can reheat in a pan so I don't have to cook per se. I just reheat.
Right.
Is really good. And I've not had the experience of catching hard pieces of plastic or cartilage or whatever.
Gravel
or whatever, you know. I've not had that experience yet, so I don't know. You know, I don't know the bad Trader Joe, but now it's just like I don't go to Chipotle because of all the shit that they went through.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's just Chipotle. Yeah. It's like, I don't know if they do it now, but at some point they were doing fake queso,
mm-hmm.
where they were making their queso out of like sour cream and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah. I was like, if you can't have melted cheese at a Mexican joint,
mm-hmm.
I ain't coming back.
It was like I wasn't a huge fan of theirs anyway.
Yeah.
And it was like all the news just gave me a reason just to quit going altogether.
Yeah, I like Moe's.
You know?
Yeah.
Welcome to Moe's.
I like Moe's.
Moe's is better.
That's right. What do you get at Moe's?
I get the burrito.
Mm-hmm.
Burrito. It's got a name.
Well, yeah, but anytime I've been there, which has been a while.
What's the name?
The burrito.
It's been a while.
Burrito.
It's got a name, though.
El Burrito.
Huh?
El Burrito.
Are you making that up?
That's because it's not what I can remember.
Is it Jimmy Bag of Donuts?
No.
What are you laughing at?
You said Jimmy Bag of Donuts?
That's one of the names. Look at the Moe's menu. Oh, yeah. I think the John Cock Toastin is on there. Look up Moe's menu. There's some funny names on there. Do you not know Moe's? I bet you don't know Moe's.
I guess I don't know Moe.
How do you not know Moe's?
Well, you don't
know Moe's. Look up Moe's menu. Look up the funny names.
You don't know
Moe's. Type in funny Moe's names for food. Yeah, they've got different character names from different movies of the past.
Oh, I see the Homewrecker.
What else?
Homewrecker bowl.
Yeah, the bowl's not the word I'm looking for here, bro.
I like the bowls.
Again, let's stay on track here.
Well, you mentioned the bowl.
I've only seen the Homewrecker.
Look
and
up
it says build your own.
You're not seeing the funny names for Moe's?
Yeah, I have them right here. It's the Homewrecker.
You said that four times now.
Well, Triple Lindy.
Triple Lindy, which is from the movie Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School. I think when he did the triple Lindy, that was his high dive move.
Oh, I know Caddyshack.
Okay.
Art Vandelay.
Art Vandelay from? Seinfeld.
I was never a big Seinfeld fan.
Art Vandelay.
I'll maybe take you down to Chinatown, all right?
And Joey Bag of Donuts is the other one.
Joey, not Jimmy Bag of Donuts. Sorry. Joey Bag of Donuts. So there used to be more names. I think they had other Seinfeld and... They had a Fletch reference, I think, with John Cock Toastin. I think they had that on there. So, yeah. But nonetheless, Costco, what are you doing? Making me eat expired food?
Well, they didn't make you eat it.
If they've got samples.
You got to eat
them. They lured you in.
If they've got samples and they've got a big two-pack of you know, ricotta and Parmesan ravioli on sale for whatever it was on sale for.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to eat it, you know? Can you imagine? I wheel my grandson through there because we go for the samples.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
My mom used to do that with her grandkids.
Right. I don't want to.
It was a day.
Right. I don't want people getting sick. I don't want this kid getting sick because I'm giving him tainted Costco food. So up your game, Costco. Yeah, BJ's Warehouse.
Now, tell me about that. Have you ever been to one? I've heard of them, but I've never been to one.
They say it's like Costco for families, smaller families. Like, you don't have to buy, like, we buy the little Cuban sandwich reheatable bites or whatever, mm-hmm. and there's a box of like 7,000. Okay.
That's a lot.
There's a reason why Costco always sells garage freezers. Because they sell so much stuff mm-hmm. and such, you know. I think this is the same kind of concept. Better prices, but smaller items.
Okay.
Like, I don't have to buy
it's bulk, but not huge bulk.
Yeah. I don't have to buy a freaking pallet of paper towels there. And they've torn down the JCPenney there at the Foothills Mall, and so they're going to put the BJ's Warehouse there.
So it's going to kind of be an anchor at the mall? Is it part of the mall, or is it going
to
be separate?
I think that mall is soon to go. I think there's going to be other things that, you know, because you got the Publix on one side, mm-hmm. got the entrance to the Foothills Mall on the side right there, and then on the other side of it will be BJ's Warehouse. I can see that mall going away, and then just a strip.
Sort of like they've done in Oak Ridge?
The mall's gone?
Uh-huh.
Gone?
Well, they've made it into like, it's still a shopping area.
Right, but not a mall per se.
No, it's not a mall.
They probably would do the same thing in Maryville.
It's very cool the way they've done it.
I think the last time I walked to the Foothills Mall, I thought that I was in an episode of like The Roadrunner because I saw tumbleweed moving through. And so it was just like, you know, and some of the stores, I mean, you feel bad for them.
Yeah. Now,
do you need a membership for BJ's?
Yes, BJ's is a membership.
Huh.
I believe, well, look,
that's never stopped him.
No,
it won't either. Yeah, you cheat the system. You cheat every system, so you might as well cheat that system too. But that's going to have you drive it all the way to Maryville? You're going to go to Maryville for this?
I'll go to Maryville.
And that's deep Maryville too.
Pick up bulk?
That's Foothills Mall Maryville. That ain't just like Alcoa Maryville. That's Maryville on the way down like close to 411.
Yeah, I used to live out there.
Halfway to Atlanta. So you used to live where now?
I used to live in Maryville.
You didn't live in Maryville.
Yeah, I did.
Damn it. Why didn't you tell me that before I moved to Maryville?
Well, that was forever ago.
But I didn't move to Maryville. I moved to Louisville. But, it's all my stomping grounds now. But you're not there any longer, though.
No. It was nothing. It was boring.
Okay. Well, that's good, then. I can be there.
Oh, their prices look good.
Yeah, but is it a membership? Did you look at we?
Yeah, it's $55 a year.
Okay, you know. Which means you have to be a member at BJ's Wholesale.
Yeah, we'll see about before. That.
It doesn't matter. You still have to be a member.
We'll see.
As long as you know someone that'll hand you the card and then make sure that they get their picture taken with their mask on.
That's all you need.
Maybe you have to live in Blount County.
You know, this is not a credit union, Kim. Work,
play, I'm trying to help you here.
Or pray. If you work, live, or pray in Blount County, you can be a part of Alcoa 10 Federal Credit Union or whatever.
I'm trying to think of what's going to make them stand out other than, you know, the smaller bulk. I guess it's less
smaller
bulk.
Less bulky bulk.
Which, like, that alone might be worth it, because if you still want more than you can get at a regular grocery store, but not the huge bulk that you get at like a Sam's or a Costco. I mean,
also
that's good.
Is it GFS? What is the one outside of Academy?
Yeah. I go there too. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but they sell restaurant items, if you will.
Yeah. So, you know, and not huge portions, but that's also a good one.
I've gone there.
GFS, Gordon Food Service.
Yeah, Gordon's.
I've gone there before, like a big family picnic or something, you know, at mm-hmm. the house, and that's great for that. So great, if BJ's is like that, that's good.
Smell your samples at Costco before you eat. Don't go blind into the Costco. Open your eyes at the Costco and see that not everything is as it's. They're great. Their products are great. Their Kirkland products.
Oh, how the tide is turning.
Oh. Yeah, but I can tell you right now, if I eat more expired food from Costco or moldy food from Costco, I don't know, I might have a conniption fit right there in the middle of the store. I might pull a Jerry Maguire and freak out.
Go to Sam's.
Are you kidding me?
See, I love Sam's.
Go to Sam's.
Oh my God. Sam's is mine.
Look, Look, by coming here, I'm slumming. I don't slum when I'm shopping. All right, I'm slumming here at Star One.
Sam's is not slumming.
It's slumming. They didn't even check my card over the weekend.
It's not.
They
slumming.
Didn't check your card.
Well, it's not my card, but
you don't have a card, and of course they didn't check it. You scumbag. Goodbye, everybody.